Welcome to the Messy Middle podcast that follows one mom's journey to build a profitable business while navigating the challenges of life. I'm your hostess, Anita Anello, and I'm here to share wisdom, insights, and stories that will empower you to make confident decisions, take actionable steps, and break through the mental barriers that hold you back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Messy Middle, the podcast that really goes through the process of one mom's journey to build a profitable business and really the ups and downs that happen as we're building our businesses and going through the journey of being an entrepreneur. So lately I wanted to just share with you, it's really been on my heart to share, what do you do when you need to overcome your giants? Let me just tell you a story and see if this resonates with you and see what we can do to help you through the process so that you can actually walk away from listening to this podcast episode and have your own personal blueprint about what you do the next time you're faced with your giant. So recently I had a situation to go and travel and spend some time with my business mastermind. And in that, what I did is I booked a little bit of extra time. So I flew into town where my mastermind was, and I had an opportunity to just have the whole day to myself. And that actually doesn't happen for me very often. So it was really a treat. I landed at the airport. I drove over. I landed in Spokane for my mastermind. I drove over to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for the first time ever. I really always wanted to go over there and go to lunch. I had an opportunity to sit right in front of this great, there's a restaurant that sits right on a lake that's called the Floating Green. It's the only floating green, I think, like in all of the world and on a beautiful golf course. So the weather that day was yucky. It was cold and a little bit rainy, a little bit snowy. But I had a chance to sit down and have lunch. And really what I wanted to do is I really was just praying to the Holy Spirit and asking God for what my next steps were. So I sat there over lunch and just journal. I have like pages in my notebook over here of just like my next steps. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was showing me, okay, next I want you to do this. And then I want you to do this. And then I want you to do this. And I just sat for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and just looked outside, listened to what the Holy Spirit was telling me, and just jotted notes one after the other. And do you know, I walked away from that lunch feeling so equipped and so confident and so powerful. I even had the opportunity to chat with my waitress, this sweet young girl who was there. She's like fresh out of college. And as we were struck up conversation and we're talking about a bunch of stuff, she had a chance to pray for me, which I gotta tell you, that doesn't happen to me very often. Mostly I'm out in public and I get a chance to pray for people wherever we go, because that's just something that I do and that we do as a family. And so I was just really blessed by the opportunity to talk with this sweet girl, talk about next steps, encourage her along the way. And then she says, hey, Anita, can I pray for you? And I was like, yes, this is awesome. So she prays for me. You guys, I walked away from that, just that conversation with God and this conversation with this young gal, and drove back into Spokane and just had the most wonderful day. Like my thoughts were clear. I was rested. I felt just the opportunity, the sweetness of having space and time to think. I don't often have that in the abundance that I would like. And really at the end of the day, I was just so settled. I was so confident. I was so rested. I felt so good about what I was supposed to do next. Here's what happened. Okay. So I go into my mastermind. It's a 3-day event. I'm meeting with my business coach and other folks in my mastermind. And I was like, okay, for my next step in my business, I'm going to go do X, Y, Z. And I was like, yes, this is exactly what God is calling me to do. As the event goes on, there was a lot of, whoa, that's like a big deal. Like watching Anita and seeing the confidence that on her face. And I don't know how I'm necessarily going to work this out, but I know that these are my next steps. So as the days go on and I'm talking to other people and connecting with some of my friends in my mastermind that I get to see face to face about twice a year. First day, that was Tuesday, went really well. I was like, yeah, this is good. I got rested again, go back to mastermind next day. And then talk a little bit more and troubleshooting and figuring out the hows and taking notes along the way. So that's day one goes well. Day two goes well. Day three, something happened. I don't know what it was, but I walked into day three like crushed, feeling overwhelmed. And this is where the giant part of the story comes in, kind of feeling like, gosh, I don't know. Is it too much? Should I do this? Should I not do this? So I started to second guess myself. I started to think, I don't know, at the beginning of the week, I was so confident in this big move that I was going to make in my business, this new offering that I had for the clients that I serve. But by the end of the week, man, I was like, I don't know what to, not I don't know what to do, but I just realized after talking through it, there were a couple of steps that I needed to do ahead of time. So that's important to note. It wasn't that the download that I got from the Holy Spirit was a bad idea or anything like that or was wrong. It was that I realized that I needed to do a couple of steps ahead of time. And now actually, as I'm talking about it out loud, that's where the trigger came in. That's where the overwhelm came in. That's where the, oh my gosh, I don't know. It was like a draining of my confidence. So I walked out of the event on Thursday. I had Friday to mull it over. I was thinking, I was actually started shifting gears from confidence at the beginning of the week to worry and fear towards the end of the week. And so Friday is my travel day. I come home. I have time in the morning to record some more podcast episodes, to reach out and connect with some friends. But there was like this unsettling, like this uneasiness inside me. I couldn't really put my finger on it, except for the fact I recognized that the beginning of the week I felt one way and by the end of the week I felt opposite and in the negative direction. So as I'm going through this process and I'm coming home, first thing that I always do is I sat down with my family, my husband and my two youngest kids. And I was like, hey, here's what I'm wrestling with. Here's what I'm struggling with. I started out the week this way, ended up the week this way. And I don't know, describing what I had gone through and just laying out on the table, really vulnerable, really honest, really transparent with my people closest to me and saying, I'm not sure. Is this the right move? What do I do next? I just came off a big client project. And so financially, things had shifted. Like that was definitely part of it for me. And so then I actually started going on this process, like for the next couple of weeks. And so this is real time. I'm sharing with you real time some of the things that I'm recently walking through. So I'm just looking down at the calendar. So my mastermind was the end of February. That was the week of February 27th. Then I went through, and I'm just going to look in the calendar as I walk you through this. Then I went through the first full week in March. I don't know what to do. Second full week in March. I'm not sure what to do. Like vacillating, worrying, having sleepless nights, being fearful, praying about it and not really feeling confident about what to do, talking to people and second guessing myself, just going through the motions of feeling like, gosh, what happened? I was so confident at that point in time. What happened? So here's where what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to listen to, because this is like the next steps, and this is where I want you to be encouraged. Even though I felt so confident on February 26th, that would be the actual date, then I walked through a couple of days being like, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do this. Then realizing as I come home, shoot. Actually, in my mind, what I normally say is, shit, I have a couple of steps I have to do before I can get to that spot. And that goal is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. Like the download that I got was so big, I wasn't really sure. And so now I was like, oh, darn it. Instead of having this trajectory happen in like a 30-day window, now it's going to be more like a 60 to 90-day window. That's what started stirring up these feelings inside of me of feeling uncomfortable about what to do next. And not that I didn't understand the next steps, but really what I want you to hear in that is I had the vision about what to do, but I was second guessing the steps that I had to do to be able to get there next. So here's why I want you to listen to like the transition. And this is what I do is my personal blueprint every time I get stuck, every time I feel overwhelmed, every time I feel like there I've gotten a download from the Holy Spirit, but then something comes up and it might be me, it might be some oppression, it might be some trials, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. But I go through this process on a regular basis. And then I realize, wait a minute, I'm equipped. See, I have my own personal blueprint about how to get unstuck. And so as I've been going through this process this past couple of weeks of realizing like, wait a minute, I've been here before and I know what to do. So I started doing the things. I started equipping myself with the tools that I already know that I have in my tool belt that help me to get out of that unstuck so that I can actually move forward to the next step. So I'm going to walk through the process of some of the things that I do. What I want you to do is I want you to listen for, because this is going to be like a blueprint. The goal is this ends up being a blueprint specifically for you. So you don't have to follow my blueprint, but what I want you to do is recognize that you have a blueprint that you walk through every time you get stuck. And that's what I want you to listen to. Then I'm going to have you do an activity at the end of this podcast. This is really one of those action taking podcasts that I want you to do something with. Don't just take in the knowledge and then go, oh yeah, that was nice. Thanks, Anita. What I want you to do is actually have actionable steps that you can use and walk away from here. So my blueprint is I get a revelation from God, I get a vision, I download it, I take some notes, no problem. Something trips me up. Could be the enemy, could be me, could be looking at my bank account, it could be a friend, it could be a family situation, it could be a medical crisis. Like, these things all happen to me. So what do? I go through the process of my own ritual, my own discipline to get my mind out of the funk and into the freedom of being able to go back and get back on the path, the right path that God showed me. I do things like this. I get in God's word and I read. I want to be able to get out of my, see, this is how I see myself. Sometimes I get so caught up in this tiny little tunnel vision of all these problems that are all around me. What I know that I need to do when I read scripture is it opens up my perspective and says, oh God, show me what's true. Show me what's real. Show me what's possible. Show me what wisdom really looks like. All of those kinds of things. And so it actually opens up, when I read God's word, it actually opens up my mind to see that maybe some of these little problems are actually just little problems or little just opportunities to grow and mature. And what I need to do is I need to shift my perspective. So I read God's word as some of the first things that I do when I'm not sure and I'm feeling overwhelmed. That's number one for me, always and specifically in this order for me. Number two is I pray. So God, I know, my prayer life is very intimate with God. It's very personal. I wrestle with God sometimes. I'm transparent with him. When life is going shitty, I say, God, this is really crappy. This is really shitty. Help me through it. God, I know that you've gone before me. I know that the steps that I'm going to do next, I know that everything that's going on around me, help me to see what's happening. So I start going and praying. Then the third thing that I always do is I try to get out and get some exercise. So I know scientifically there's a whole bunch of research that goes behind when I get up and move my body and get and moving in a different direction, then I actually know that it changes things physiologically, I think is the right word, so that I actually, the chemicals start firing in different ways and then my brain starts to be able to problem solve a little bit better. So I get out and exercise. I've recently started some different strength training in my exercise routine, and that has actually really helped. It makes me sore, but it makes me feel stronger, not just physically, but also mentally all at the same time. Then some of the next things that I do is we belong to a vibrant church that is powerful. And so I start reaching out to my friends. You already heard me say, I reach out to my people here who are here right inside my house. So that's like a precursor. Then I start reaching out to people that I know and trust, the people that have been doing life with me for years that know me really well. And I say, you don't have to solve anything for me. Sometimes I just need to talk it out loud. Sometimes I don't necessarily need somebody to tell me what to do, but I just need to hear it in my own ears in a different way, and then I can solve the problem. Sometimes I do need some feedback and saying, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. What are you seeing? That's what I did with my family first. Then I go start meeting with friends. I go and have coffee, or we go and have lunch or dinner or something like that. Or I call my friends or text my friends and I say, I'm stuck. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. And when we start having conversations. Now in the conversation, oftentimes what can happen for me is I feel like I get a revelation from God, I process it, I journal it down, and then I go and talk to somebody else and they give me different ideas. Sometimes the different ideas are helpful, sometimes they're not because of anything somebody else has done. It just doesn't actually line up with what God's asked me to do. And I want to be obedient to God in my life, in my business, in every area of everything. That can actually also get me off track. I hear, oh, that's a great idea. Let me go dabble over here. Sometimes those things are distractions. Again, not because somebody means to do that, but because it doesn't line up with what God's asked me to do. And I want to be obedient to that. Okay, so as I'm walking through my own personal blueprint and I'm going through these steps, see what I'm doing? I'm taking some time introspectively to figure out what's happening inside here. Then I'm physically moving. Then I'm reaching out around me to see maybe somebody can see my blind spot. We all have blind spots. So maybe somebody else can see. Then I take some time and I go back and I pray. And I go back and read God's word. And I go back and look at my notes. Sometimes at this point, I would say for this example, I was stuck day after day. And when I tried to sit down and actually do something over on my computer to actually take those next steps, I was so stuck. It was really hard for me to do anything. And so I was like tricking myself into feeling like I was being productive. But the reality is, I wasn't. I was afraid to take those next steps because I had this doubt and this fear and this worry inside of me. Then the next thing that happened, these trigger points that I have, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I am full of worry, I am full of fear, one of the things that I do is I just allow myself to process those thoughts because your thoughts and your emotions are real and they are valid. So I give myself some time to process those thoughts. But then typically what I do is I start declaring. So I allow myself to process those thoughts, then I start declaring God's word. Wait a minute, God, you said my steps are ordered, and so I need not walk in fear. Wait a minute, God, you said that I belong to you and that I am worthy because you say that I am to be able to walk out this vision that you've given me. Wait a minute, God, you've called me, and I start declaring scripture over myself and my family and my situation, and I start. For me, I'll use the language I'm reminding God. It's not that God doesn't know, but as I say it out loud, I'm reminding God, which is another way to say I'm reminding myself in my own ears. God, this is what you've already promised me. And so I want to be able to pull down on heaven and get breakthrough in this area. Then typically what happens, this is what happened the other night, is that then I engage in warfare prayers. Man, enemy, you cannot get in my way because you are not stronger than my God. And I spent a lot of time and a lot of years battling in warfare in the spiritual realm. This is just some of the things that I've walked through. And so I'm super equipped to be able to do that. But that's the progression that happens for me, usually in the middle of the night. It's somewhere between 2 and 4 a.m. where I allow myself to process, and then I declare who I am, and then I go, and then I get to work. And I take down the strongholds that are in my mind, and I block the enemy from making any more progress and bothering me any longer. Okay, so then I walk through that process. Usually, I wake up the next morning and I feel more refreshed. And that's how I know that things are starting to shift for me. So each and every one of these steps that I'm walking through Anita's personal blueprint, notice that they are practical, they're tactical, they're actually something I can do. Yeah, I'm not a big, like, I'm waiting on the Lord to solve everything for me. I don't mean that in a way that causes any heresy or anything like that. I just think when I read God's word, He's given me all the tools that I need to be able to walk forward. I know that He's equipped me, and I know that He's with me in everything. And so I don't necessarily need to wait on Him. I often think that He's waiting on me and on us as His kids. That's just my perspective as we're walking through some of these things. It's not that I'm never waiting on God, but oftentimes I think He's waiting on us more than anything to be able to walk out these visions that He's given us. So the last step for me that has been super helpful is I'm a part of mastermind communities that can pour into me. These are friends that I've known for years, colleagues that I've known for years that can draw out the gold, and I can transparently go to them and say, I'm struggling. I'm really wrestling with this thing with God. I feel like He's given me this vision of here, and it's bigger than I can do on my own. See, I like those kinds of visions. I like those kinds of assignments from God. I want it to be bigger than I can do all on my own. And then in the process, what I've done is as I've reached out to my community in my mastermind, I start recognizing and hearing, wait a minute, people say, hey, Anita, and I'm going to look at some actual notes that I've heard recently. Anita, do you know that you're so beautiful? You are so eloquent. You are such an amazing public speaker. You show up with such confidence. What I realize is that as I bring these challenges to the group in my mastermind, And it can be any form of community that you want. I prefer masterminds because when I invest in myself and I've invested myself in time and money in the form of my mastermind, then what happens is that I'm going to show up and I'm going to be accountable because I'm heavily invested in that group. So I brought my topic to my mastermind this a week ago yesterday, and I was wrecked. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I was coming in really vulnerable and in tears and saying, I don't know what to do. And listening to people around me pour in just such love and such compassion mixed with practical and tactical things to do, but also with a heavy dose of, Anita, you're already amazing. Let me draw out that gold that I see in you. And then as I sat there and processed and thought about for the next 24 hours, I realized, oh my gosh, I have a blueprint of getting myself out of my funk, and I know how to deploy that blueprint each and every time this happens. So one of the reasons why I wanted to be able to record this podcast is I would bet money that you have your own blueprint. When you get in a funk, what do you do? So that's the big assignment. That's the big question. And I would love that as you walk through the process, I'm going to walk you through it in just a second. I'd love to be able to hear back from you. Email me, message me, DM me, whatever it takes. Anita, I walked through my process and it was helpful. Anita, I'm still stuck. Can you reach out? Let's get on a call and talk about it. Whatever that looks like for you, I'd really want to encourage you. Take 10 minutes. Pull out a piece of paper and write down what your process is that you go through when you're stuck. Because the being able to document it for yourself is incredibly powerful. I now have over on my computer, over on my monitor over here, these are the steps that I go through on a regular basis every time I get stuck. Because here's the reality. It's not that you're never going to get stuck again. That's not it. It's that we try to recover faster and faster. When we're in a growth mindset, when we want to try to expand, when we are called as believers to mature, when we want to be able to recognize, gosh, this is a challenge. Instead of being stuck for months or years or something like that, the deal is that we want to get unstuck as quickly as possible. That's why scripture talks about we want to try to get a hold of our thoughts. It's not because our thoughts aren't going to go off track, but the faster that we can get our thoughts back in line with what God says and the truth of what God says. See, the truth is, God says to me, Anita, you have all these options in front of you. Go do every one of them, any one of them, whatever you want, honey. You're my daughter. You're amazing. You have all these opportunities in front of you. Just go do any one that you want. That's how God talks to me. It's not that this is wrong and this is right. Don't go do the wrong things. It's not about that at all. It's about the fact that I have lots of opportunities in front of me. And what I want to do is I want to recognize that if when I feel stuck, and then I want to get myself unstuck quickly so that I can go and walk in the things that God has for me. So as you're listening to this podcast, I just really want to encourage you. You have your own personal blueprint. Whatever that looks like, take the time, 8, 10 minutes, whatever you can, and jot it down for yourself. So that the next time you get stuck and overwhelmed, you can go to your steps, go to your people, go to whatever your process is that you use to get unstuck, and then get yourself unstuck faster and back on the road to prosperity, back on the road to abundance, back on the road to growth, back on the road to moving forward. I say a lot of time in a lot of these podcasts, just take one step forward. Whatever it is that God's called you to in your career, in your family life, in your business, whatever that looks like, just take one step forward. So I'm going to end with this. Take the action step. Go ahead and message me down below, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. I would love to be able to hear from you. If you're listening to the audio, then go ahead and share the podcast and make a comment. We'd love to hear back from you. My team is always monitoring those things, and we do our best to try to respond to everybody. If you're watching the video on any of the video platforms, please go ahead and message us directly. I'd love to hear back from you. What's your process that you use when you're unstuck? And if you're stuck and you can't go for, then reach out. We'd love to be able to help you and support you in this process. Even just have a quick free call if that's something that you're interested in, because I'll bet you having a conversation and just like that, I think that's all it takes sometimes to get us unstuck. So be blessed today as you go through this process. Overcome those giants that you're facing in your life, and know that we are always praying for you, that you feel equipped to take your next step in this messy middle of life that we have been called to. Be well.
Thank you for joining us today on the Messy Middle Podcast. We hope this episode has inspired, encouraged, and equipped you to navigate the challenges of building a profitable business while balancing the demands of your work life, your faith, and motherhood. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or at our website, therippleeffect.net. To share your thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. You can also find us at anitaanello.com. Until then, be well and know that we are cheering you on.